So just to share with you a short idea on the Bein HaMetzarim. We know today Shivasar B'Tammuz, which the Mishnah Maseches Tainis identifies as the day Shenishtaber B'Haluchos, the day in which ultimately, again, the tablets, the Luchos, were broken by Moshe Rabbeinu after discovering Klal Yisrael had built the Egel, the golden calf. And of course, Yom Shuvka, here the walls of Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, were breached, which was the precursor, the beginning, for the Churban that ultimately occurred on the 9th of Av on Tisha B'Av. But the Marsha, in Maseches Bechoros, makes a beautiful observation. He says that the period of Bein HaMetzarim, the period that we call 3 weeks, beginning with today, Shivasar B'Tammuz, going through the 9th of Av, as we know, of course, are a total of 21 days. And the Marsha says that these 21 days are similar to Chaf Aleph Yimei Slicha V'Simcha Miyom Tovi Shon Shel Rosh Hashanah Ad Chaf Aleph B'Tishrei Shu Hoshana Rabba Yom Gimar HaChasima Kedi Isa B'Midrashas. The Marsha makes an amazing observation. He says this is not the only time of year with 21 days, 3 weeks are significant, but he says there are exactly 21 days from the first day of Rosh Hashanah until Hoshana Rabba. Hoshana Rabba, the Marsha says, the day in which Chazal tell us is the closure of Din, the closure of divine justice. What's the connection? He says, V'atzad ha-shava she-b'shnehen, ki kimo she-achaf alaf yom she-mei-roshan ha-shana rabba, toldos, libun, ovo me-kapara aleinein, gam yimei-chaf alaf yom poronios mi-yodzayim betamas ha-tishabav, al-libun avonos. The Marsha says so beautifully that the same way that the 21 days between Hashanah and Hoshana Rabba, on days in which we are purged from our sins, days of which we cleanse ourselves spiritually, days in which we're able to experience some level of spiritual redemption and salvation, so to these 21 days from Shivasar B'Tammuz until the 9th of Av are also days of spiritual redemption, are also days ultimately again of spiritual salvation, of spiritual cleanliness. And the question is obvious. What's the connection between these two periods? In other words, that if we think about the period of time between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, days of simcha, yes, trepidation, and yes, awe, but yet incredible simcha, happiness over the fact that we are confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a new beginning. But how do we reconcile that with these 21 days, which are days of sadness, days of difficulty, days of tragedy, days of loss? And I saw there's a beautiful idea in the introduction of the Netei Gavriel. He quotes from the great Kozhnitzer Magid, the Magid of Kozhnitz in his Sefer Avodas Yisrael. And the Kozhnitzer Magid quotes his Rebbe, the Magid of Mezrich, who says the following. And he quotes the Pasuk from Eicha, Korot Feha Hisiguha Bein HaMitzarim. The Navi Yirmiyahu in Eicha is describing Klal Yisrael running away. And everyone's pursuing Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is trying to, the Jewish people are trying to run away, seek refuge. Korot Feha Hisiguha. And as much as Klal Yisrael runs, she runs and she runs and she runs. But her pursuers Hisiguha catch up with her, Bein HaMitzarim, between the narrow straits. And of course what the Navi is alluding to over here in a metaphoric sense is that Klal Yisrael, we can't escape the pursuers, we can't escape the tragedy, we can't escape the difficulties. As much as we try to run away, those running after us ultimately catch up to her. Those running after Klal Yisrael catch up to her in the narrow straits. And listen to the beautiful words of the Kozhnitzer Magid. He says in a beautiful play on words, Dahainu. He says so beautifully that the pasuk should be understood a little bit differently. Whoever runs after her, the her in this case is a reference to the Shechina, is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so often we're running after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but yet as much as we try to catch up, as much as we try to come close, we feel distanced. But yet the Navi tells us, Korot Fea Hisiguha. There is one time of the year where ultimately if you run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can catch up with her. Korot Fea, if you run after Hisiguha, you can catch her when? Bein HaMetzarim. During this time between the narrow straits, during these 3 weeks, during these 21 days between Shivasar B'Tammuz and the 9th of Av, says the Kozhnitzer Magid, so what does this mean? Why is this time a time that if we run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we could catch up with the Shechina? And he says so beautifully. He says, L'mashal ki kiasar, kishasar yoshi bebeso. As a moso mutalas, asher lo kol ish v'ish yachal lov opnima. Masha'inkein, emasar over b'shukim b'rechovos chutz lepalterin shalo. Asu Korov Lochol Korov, V'yazin Shavas Kol Akruim Bishmo. So beautifully says the Koznetzer Magid. You know, when the king is in his palace, it's often difficult to gain access to the king. The common man can't gain access to the palace. But when the king is traveling, when the king is wandering, then even the most common or ordinary of individuals has the ability to catch a glimpse of the king. And yes, even has the ability to say a word to the king. And says the Koznetzer Magid so beautifully, that in this time of year we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We mourn that which has been lost. We mourn the fact that the palace, the Beis HaMikdash, no longer stands. But says the Koznetzer Magid something absolutely dramatically beautiful, which is in the midst of our tears is incredible simcha. Because although the king is not sitting in his palace, although the Ribon Sha'olam is not in the Beis HaMikdash to a certain degree, that means he's wandering. That means he's roaming. And when he's wandering and roaming, he is more accessible to us, to the common man. Lochein harishus nusuna l'chol adam liskarev el malkol shel olam vuona aleihem. When the palace stands, not everybody gains entry or access to the king. But when the king wanders, when the king walks all over the place, wandering, roaming from place to place, then even the most common of individuals has the ability to catch a glimpse, has the ability to share a word, has the ability to utter a supplication directly in earshot of the king. That, says the Koznetzer Magid, is the great zuchus and the great opportunity we have these days. Yes, we mourn for that which we have lost. That is true. And there is so much to mourn for. There is so much to cry for. But at the same time, the Navi tells us of a great bracha. That it is during this time of year, during the next 21 days, Kol rot feha, if I run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hisiguha, I will be able to catch up with the Shechina. I'll be able to latch onto the Shechina. When? Bein HaMetzarim, during these times. Why? Because the king is in exile, because the king is roaming, because the palace no longer stands. In all of that tsar, in all of that pain that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, there's a beautiful redemptive message that the king, at least for this point in time, is so much more accessible to us. As he tries to find his place in this world, as he wanders from abode to abode, we, the common people, have the ability to access the Melech Malchei HaMlochim in ways that are otherwise unimaginable. When the king sits in his palace, sometimes the common man doesn't have access. But when the king roams, when the king wanders, everyone has access. And this is the pshat in the Marasha. The Marasha says this is why these 21 days of Bein HaMetzarim are like the days between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Because what's beautiful about the Yomim Noraim experience, we say, Dirshu Hashem Bihimotso, Kara'u Biso Karov. What's amazing about the 21 days of the Yamim Noraim is that the Ribono Shel Olam makes himself accessible to us in ways in which he is not accessible to us the rest of the year. During Yamim Noraim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to come back. I want you to come home. I want you to rehabilitate. I want you to go ahead and change yourselves. And in order to facilitate and help in that process, I am making myself more available to you. And we always thought that that was only between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, to which the Koznetzer Magid tells us, Yidden Jews, dry your tears. Because as pained as you are over everything you've lost, understand that this next period, Bein HaMetzarim, the next 21 days, offer a magnificent opportunity. Run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because even though the rest of the year you may feel that sometimes you can't catch up, during the next 21 days we can. Korot feha hisiguha. If we run after the Shechina, we will catch up with her, Bein HaMetzarim, during this time. Because it's in the midst of the tsar that the temple, the Beis HaMikdash, the palace no longer stands. But it's the absence sometimes of that construct that allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be even more accessible to us. It's not enough to fast, and it's not enough to cry, and it's not enough to mourn. You know, the power of the Jew is that even while we mourn and even when we cry, we're so filled with hope, we're so filled with optimism. Let us use the next 21 days, the Bein HaMetzarim, not only to refrain from things, not just that we don't get haircuts, we don't get married, we don't listen to music. It's not enough to refrain, it's not enough to be shevi al tasa. A Jew always has to live a life of kumase. Let's find the koach to be rotfei Hashem, ko rotfeha. Let's run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say, Ribono Shel Olam, you know what? I haven't run after you enough over the course of the year. I haven't tried to push myself on you enough over the course of the year.
Penei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to run after you. And you know what? Ribono Shel Olam, you have nowhere to hide. There's no Beis HaMikdash to retreat into. There's no Kodesh HaKadoshim to envelop yourself in. You're right here in the world together with us. We're going to run after you, and we know we're going to catch up. And we know that when we do catch up, you will welcome us with a loving embrace, a beautiful kiss on the head, a beautiful nod of approval, and a beautiful divine smile that warms our heart, that warms our soul. We bizoch HaMiyaratz Hashem to find the koach to run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the next 21 days. May bizoch HaMiyaratz Hashem to find the koach to catch up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the next 21 days. And halavai, when we catch up with Him, maybe by that point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see fit to bring the Geula, to bring the Mashiach. May we be zoche HaMiyaratz Hashem that when we see the actualization of Korotha Hisiguha Bein HaMitzarim, may we be zoche HaMiyaratz Hashem to be Malava, to escort the Shekhinah back into the rebuilt Beis HaMikdash, back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, back into a period of Geula, together with HaMarlach HaMashiach Imhera B'Yameinu. May be zoche HaMiyaratz Hashem to not just a mourning-filled 3 weeks, may be zoche HaMiyaratz Hashem to a redemption-filled Bein HaMitzarim. Wishing everyone a good day and a meaningful and uplifting fast.